Israel's Gaza cruelty could take down entire world order. By AFP staff. The 21st century new world order could end up as collateral damage in Israel's genocidal bombing campaign of the Palestinian people. In a shocking move on March 25, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield abstained from a key UN Security Council vote that demanded an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war on Gaza. Because all other 14 members of the Security Council voted in favor of the resolution, and the United States did not veto it, the measure passed. Minutes after the vote was taken, Thomas-Greenfield spoke up to claim the language in the resolution was non-binding. "We did not agree with everything in the resolution," she said before the Security Council. "For that reason, we were unfortunately not able to vote yes in this non-binding resolution." A day later, during a heated back and forth at a televised press conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller reiterated that nothing is going to change when it comes to Israel's war on Gaza and that the United States sees the measure to be non-binding, meaning the intended parties, Israel and Hamas, are not obligated to follow it under international law. Associated Press diplomatic writer Matthew Lee responded testily, asking, "If that's the case, what the hell is the point of the United Nations or the UN Security Council?" Miller tried to respond, but the curtain had been pulled back, revealing the entire global order is a sham. "So we think it plays an important role on a range of security," Miller stuttered. "Even though its action does absolutely nothing," quipped Lee. Following the U.S. abstention, an Israeli delegation on its way to Washington, D.C. to demand more state-of-the-art weapons from U.S. taxpayers, including brand new, advanced fighter jets, canceled the meeting and promptly flew back to Tel Aviv. Add to this the fact that NATO has, for all intents and purposes, lost the war in Ukraine. It's becoming clear that the entire post-World War II global order is crumbling before our eyes. Despite flooding Ukraine with weapons and billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, U.S. and NATO-backed Ukraine has lost ground to Russia, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's delusions notwithstanding. 4 months ago, in the December 23, 2023 issue of the Financial Times, opinion writer Gideon Rachman raised this issue, lamenting America and a crumbling global order. The Biden administration is currently trying to deal with wars in the Middle East and Europe, while preparing for a surge in tensions between China and Taiwan, wrote Rachman. "It is not just the sheer number of crises coming at the Biden administration, but the fact that many are heading in the wrong direction, the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, for example." Rachman, who is a regular at the shadowy meetings of the Bilderberg Group, echoes the views of his globalist paymasters who, for decades, have leveraged U.S. power on a vast scale for their profit at the expense of the average American and world citizen. "From an America First perspective, a crumbling internationalist world order is viewed as good news.